Well, good morning, humanity. It is March 25th, 2025, and it's the favorite time of our week because it's Mondays with Bev and Paul. And hi, everybody. My name's Paul.
Good morning. This is Bev.
And good morning, Bev.
Good morning, Paul.
Still in your freezing temperatures over there in Tombstone.
What is going on? But hey, blessed full moon to everybody today.
Yes, today is the full moon, and somewhere there was some kind of a partial eclipse or something of the moon, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then are you getting ready for the big solar blast, solar eclipse coming
up? April 8th. Yeah. April 8th. Let me tell you, it's kind of a continuation of the one in October.
Yeah, so we have some dear friends.
Yeah, that path is going to be wild. Yeah.
Dear friends that live right smack dab in the middle of the totality of it in Texas. Yep, so.
San Antone, that's where it's going to converge.
Yeah, they're in south of Dallas, in Burleson. We're also a family in Winsboro, Texas. There's this little...
I'm telling you.
So, enjoy it, folks. But today we're going to enjoy, we call it People Have the Power. And it's an interesting little thing I saw on my favorite social app, TikTok, where I get all my great news.
You're updated on the world.
Updated. And then I look it up and I'm like, oh man, you know, so far I haven't really found anything that's been a spoof.
Wow.
So anyhow, I saw this little song and this woman singing this song. It's, you know, older woman, and her at least looked like she was in her late 70s. And she's singing with a group of people, and the song is by Patti Smith, and it was turned out to be Patti Smith.
Patti Smith,
singing with a group of people, and the song was "Power." People Have the Power, and I'm just listening to it, and jiving with the whole thing, and going, you know, that's BioTouch to the max.
I know, I saw it too. It was really cool. Oh my goodness.
So we're going to talk about, you know, the power to the people. People have the power. And, you know, it's in these two fingers, the index and middle finger of your hands. I'd show the other one, but I almost cut my finger off. So yeah, I got to heal this quick or I can't do BioTouch anymore.
You know, I was just going to say, but I will guarantee you when you do, that finger will heal quicker.
Right, it will. So
yep.
I'm going to make it so at least I don't drip blood on people.
That would be lovely. Yeah.
So let's talk about this. You know, we talked about how there's many, many, many pictures of different masters and teachers and ancient drawings of people holding those two fingers up with sparks, light, a sun shining around them. So there must be some power in those two fingers.
Well, there is, and I think one of the powers, when I think about in relation to BioTouch, we showed years ago a picture of Gabriel giving Mary a message, right? And he was using those two fingers, and I'm thinking, well, what we have talked about before is that this body, at the cellular level, that's where change really takes place. And that's according to Bruce Lipton. That's where change takes place. These two fingers are messengers communicating to the cells of the body. And that just makes so much sense. You know, this is a healing type of whatever. And when you point those two fingers and you touch lightly on the skin, you are waking up the body and giving it a message. And you know what? Bruce said, well, the key is you are giving a new message with love. Boink, right there.
Boink.
That's BioTouch.
You know, it's interesting. I'm just thinking about the movie Ted Lasso. And all the time they're going around flipping each other off. Like that's the power over in the soccer.
Right.
And everybody's, you know, flipping. And it's a sign of love. It's a sign of respect. It's also like it's rude. I mean, over and over and over, they're flipping people off. And I'm like, okay. And the power of these two fingers. And we just should start, you know, driving down the road and just two fingering people, you know. So
I'm telling you. Okay, so this is the pointer. A wand, so to speak, and this is earth. You're healing.
There you
go. You're touching.
So, this is the power of bringing it's what is the word? Reclaiming our birthright. It's as the CIA agent told us what was happening in Mancus in the beginning. It was the biggest revolution he'd ever seen because it was a revolution based on love. And it was all done with a simple, gentle, light touch with those two fingers. That's powerful. That's
That's
powerful.
very powerful. When you think about when you are in a BioTouch session and somebody is touching your body, that is a revolutionary act because it be initiates the change that is starting to happen in the body. It's a revolution in turn relative to just taking those two fingers and touching that body, because we say the moment that you do that greeting, it's like the key that opens the body and lets it be responsive and open to the possibilities that BioTouch offers our bodies. So it makes sense. It is a revolution of love. It starts a revolution in our own bodies and then it ripples out, doesn't it? Because we are all so deeply connected.
And it part of our mission statement, help people take responsibility for their own
Yes.
health care.
Yes.
Power, people have the power. You have the power over your own
You
body.
always have.
I've been working with this urologist at the prostate thing, and you get the numbers and everybody's freaked out, and it's been 2 years plus that I've been working with the system. As I get my BioTouch, I'll go to this person and I'll research that. It's sort of an anomaly by the naturopath, and then I find a great urologist he's like thrilled that I'm doing research and talking to him and getting
Cool.
suggestions. And I think it was just the BioTouch just help me and my body relax so I could hear what was next. And then the dream comes, of like, here's what you need to do next. So,
Yeah.
things are unfolding for me where it's almost, and then I can take responsibility and I can work with the healthcare professional. I don't have to go there and be the quote unquote victim. I can ask
Victim.
questions, I can research, and I think a lot of that has been because of how I've applied BioTouch into my life.
Well, and we always say what you're talking about, Paul, is that self-awareness that BioTouch encourages in us. It encourages us to take a deeper look, to make some changes, to have a dialogue, to do the research, to take responsibility. It really encourages all of that. That is becoming more self-aware on how to become part of that journey, not an outsider, but really participating in your own healing journey, whatever healing is taking place. You know, it's
And I think
powerful.
that's important, and why with BioTouch you'll never hear us make a recommendation or a diagnosis, and we'll just encourage you to take back your own personal power and make decisions that you need. I was just listening to some woman talking to some clairvoyant psychic, and she talked about how she became an all vegan and wanted to honor the animals and stuff, and then of course the talk back was, well, plants have feelings too, just sort of making a dialogue. And then she said, but she got sicker and sicker until all of a sudden she started eating meat again and her body felt better. And the message to her was, every body is different and you
Yes.
have to find your rhythm on this planet.
Yours.
And the
Yes.
whole idea is to be grateful, to honor your rhythm. So whether you're eating meat or plants or this or a breatharian, you're grateful. The minute you put it to your mouth, it's a gratefulness. And
Yes.
BioTouch helps us come to be grateful for one another and all humanity. It's really our whole mission statement.
Well, it's so time for us to embrace that thought, isn't it? It's just time for that to happen individually and for us as a humanity. And one of the kingdoms on this planet That's who we are. One of seven kingdoms on this planet. And the thing about it is, we are pivotal in the health of this planet because we are guardians of the animal kingdom, of the vegetable kingdom, of the mineral kingdom. And we, at this time with us waking up, and I think that's why I'm so excited about BioTouch, because it is one of the great, powerful ways that we can begin to awaken to the responsibility for our own, but the responsibility that we have as a humanity for the earth, for the planet. And how we get there is beautiful. It just is how we get there. And making those decisions for ourselves, knowing that when we are at our best, what we call that a fluency, don't we?
Yes.
That's when we can contribute our hearts and our minds and our service to each other and the planet. It's a much wider process that's going on. We have to be willing to have a revolution within ourselves, to step up, to change, take on, and live a beautiful life. My goodness, BioTouch is offering us the beginning of that possibility.
Right. And it's interesting because I think about, power to the people. We used to hold the fist upright, and now you got presidents holding their fist up. And I'm like, so we're going to start creating a new kind of symbol, and that's the two fingers. There's power to the people.
Power.
Power to the people. So everybody out there, take the index and middle finger and raise it high.
Hi, power
Hi,
to the
hi.
yes.
Power to the people with the touch
Well,
of
don't
two
forget
fingers.
the name of our book, Deborah came up with the power in our fingertips.
Yes,
There it
yes.
is. We've already made a statement.
So, please reach out and touch someone. Learn how to do this technique. I haven't really told you. I just had three old-time practitioners from Hawaii contact me. They sort of went, and they all wanted to get together in Hawaii, and too bad I didn't know it before. I was just there.
Oh my gosh, Paul, that would have been
I know, and they
awesome.
want to get together and sort of reinstitute their practice of BioTouch, because after all these years, what's it been, 25 years
Oh
plus,
yeah.
and they still remember BioTouch, and it
Oh
still
yeah.
touches them, even just to think about it, even if they're not able to practice it a lot, but now they want to start practicing it,
Oh, that's
and I think
wonderful.
that's what's beginning to happen. Even those
That's
who
what's
were touched
happening.
decades ago,
Little pockets,
yes, are starting to re-emerge, and I just, it's this bubbly feeling going on, and
I know. Well, the seed was planted. You
yes.
planted those seeds, and now it's time to really, well, what a perfect time of the year for that to happen, because that's what's going on with this time, the spring and the renewal, and
So all of you
perfect.
out there, if you have any desire to learn BioTouch, if you have a group of people you'd like us to talk with, whether it's Bev and me, or just me, there was one thing for this podcast that the guy was looking for people who like talking about themselves. So I wrote my little bio. I said, "Well, I certainly like talking about me, myself, and I. So you need to have me on your show."
The three of us would be happy to be there.
Yeah, right. So yet, we encourage you to reach out, to bring us into your groups to talk about this. Whatever it takes to keep encouraging us to take back our power, the power of
It's,
caring.
not asking to just go out there and, join a picket line or hold up a sign or go and do. I mean, this is the beauty of BioTouch. You just seriously take those two fingers, learn a couple of points, and reach out and touch someone. And you will immediately start this whole train of service. I mean, how much more simple can we be?
Simplicity is power, folks. And
It is.
next week we're actually going to have a couple who took our class who are starting to use it and talk about powerful statement that they're coming
Oh
with.
my goodness,
So we
so
look forward to
awesome.
that. Let us know how you're using BioTouch, and drop us a note, office@justtouch.com. Go to our website, leave a comment, go to Google, leave a comment, put a comment here in Facebook. The more we talk about it now, that's the power of communication. And we have this huge mass way to do that with all these social media outlets. So whatever one you're using, if you get our emails, you forward it to somebody. Just let it be
Share
a,
it. Just
yeah,
share.
just let it be
Yeah.
another, thing in their mailbox that if they keep seeing BioTouch, sooner or later they're going to click on it because it's timely. We all have our time to learn it. It's
Yep.
humanity's time as a mass of humanity to really take this and embrace it. And that's
Yep.
why Bev and I are here every week trying to share this with you. So we also teach it in little workshops, and we have a great workshop coming up on Thursday with Kurt Adams, Dr. Kurt Adams, and he actually helped found the Blindness Association of America, and he is blind himself. And he did a wonderful, we already interviewed him, and he wonderful presentation and
Oh,
very
can't wait.
inspiring for all of us in how we work with people who aren't just blind, but vision impairment. That was a word he
Vision.
used, which
Oh,
we all look
yes.
forward to as we get older because it's a natural deterioration of the eyesight and da da da. So,
Right.
though the title is blindness, we're going to talk a lot about how BioTouch can help with vision impairments. So, great little
Perfect.
workshop coming up. And then our next training is live in person with an Eileen Webster here in Tucson. So, if you know anybody here in Tucson, like to take a training April 13th and 14th, we have that coming up. And otherwise, as we've said, let us know how we can help you learn BioTouch, and we'll be there.
We will.
I think
Absolutely.
I just got a thing to do a podcast with somebody from Australia, Western Australia. And
Oh,
she looked
nice.
at our website and went, "Oh, I'd love to talk to you about this." So it's
That's
happening,
great. We have a
folks.
couple of people in Australia who are,
Right, on the way
one
to
is,
passing.
yep.
Yep.
That'd be
So wherever
awesome.
you are on the planet, please let us into your home, into your screen, whatever it takes to touch it. Because that's what we do, is share BioTouch healing with all of you. So take your power, power to the people. Peace be with you. Thank you all for joining us. Oh, wait, yeah, come, let's see. Come somewhere like that. We love you all. Take care. See you next week.
Have a great week.
'Days in and days out, space and time is all about feeling pressure with the pain, in sunshine or in the rain. Living is a place in mind, giving is being kind, and the pain is too much. What we need is BioTouch. When I'm touching you, you are touching me. It's a simple thing to do and a natural way to be. I know this to be true. It happens to me and you. In the middle of the day, energy just fades away. Down the line, we realize we can re-energize, feeling better in the end with attention from a friend. When I'm touching you, you are touching me. It's a simple thing to do and a natural way to be.